State lawmakers say help is finally here for people with property damage from this year's flooding along the Lake Ontario shoreline. Community leaders are helping residents get organized as the state prepares to distribute recovery funding. WRVL's Payne Horning reports.
The attendance was so large at the first flood recovery workshop in Pulaski that the meeting had to be moved outside. Homeowners grabbed home repair applications as they arrived. Kyle Cripps from Sandy Pond says the flooding this year took half of his lawn, damaging a break wall in the process.
I figured it's probably going to cost me close to $40,000 between contractor cost and all the material costs.
The good news for Krebs is that homeowners are eligible for up to $50,000 under the program. The bad news is there's only $22 million available for homeowners between what the legislature and the governor have approved. That's why Reg Schweitzer, the coordinator for Oswego, Jefferson, and St. Lawrence counties, suggests people turn in their applications as soon as possible.
We are taking applications and trying to prioritize who's going to get helped first. We're all going to be in the same position as far as wanting the money at the same time. We understand that that's the most difficult part of our process, is trying to figure out how to fairly get the money out the door in the most expedited process.
The details of how that will work and when the money will arrive are to be determined, but the funding will be limited to fixing structural damage to houses, replacing non-luxury appliances like refrigerators and water heaters, and shoreline repairs. In Pulaski, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.